This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The intent of the bill is to help halt human trafficking.
This bill has to do with the minimum age for dancers in strip clubs. If you have to be 21 to drink in a strip club, you ought to probably be 21 to dance.
Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger was handling Senator Ronnie John's bill on the House floor. Representative Sam Jones had a question.
Does this apply equally to men?
It says dancers.
Fair enough. But then...
Representative Havert has an amendment. It is 4636, and it's available on your computers.
Members, in the spirit of this legislative session, I will offer up this amendment of trimming the fat. I have put an age limit on it of no more than 28 years of age and shall be no more than 160 pounds. And I'll take any questions.
For a question on the amendment, Representative Nancy Landry.
I knew that.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Do you know if I find this amendment offensive?
Well, I'll pull it, Ms. Landry. Thank you.
And it didn't end there.
But the floor on the bill, Representative Stokes.
I don't even know what Representative Havert was thinking. All the women in this body are disgusted at what you just did. I hear derogatory comments about women in this place regularly. I hear and I see women get treated differently than men. And I'm going to tell you what, you gave me a perfect forum to talk about it right now, because it has got to stop. That was utterly disrespectful and disgusting.
The bill passed unanimously, but without an apology from Havert or any admonitions from the House Speaker. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.